South Australians are getting all sentimental over the unlikely pairing of two similar and yet very different animals. A crossbred lamb born with black spots, who was abandoned by its mother, has been adopted by a Dalmatian dog. An animal behaviourist says it's possible the dog thinks the lamb is one of its own. Rebecca Bryce reports.
It's a sheep in dog's clothing, or rather, a lamb, born 3 days ago with spots like a Dalmatian. Owner Julie Bolton made the unusual discovery at her farm in the Barossa Valley.
I just thought it was hilarious. I just laughed. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a sunny day. I'd been watching the ewe and I knew that she might not mother. So I saw it laying in the green grass with the sun shining on it and it was black and white. And I just laughed.
She laughed because she breeds Dalmatian dogs. One of them, her champion bitch Zoe, has taken more than a passing liking to the lamb after it was abandoned by its mother.
It is truly spotted. Black spots on a white base coat, which is the same as a Dalmatian. And now the mother, who doesn't have puppies at the moment, is actually cleaning it and licking it and mothering it. And it tries to mother up to her udder, but it gets a bottle instead.
Today, Julie's husband, John Bolton, is on bottle feeding duties.
We're not quite sure what we should call it, whether to call it a sheepmation or a daldorper or something like that. But, you know, it doesn't matter how old you get. If this sort of thing doesn't make you feel good when you see it, then, well, I hope never to get that old.
The Boltons say they've already heard their fair share of jokes about the dogs getting to the ewes. But however silly that is, Dr. Kirsty Sexel says it's not unusual for dogs to surrogate all manner of animals, including lambs. She's a veterinary specialist in behavioural medicine.
One of the problems that we have in the sheep industry sometimes is that you'll have a sheep that doesn't bond with its own baby lamb, so that we actually cross-foster lambs to other mothers as well. So we get sheep to sheep fostering, but certainly we have dogs, and sometimes we find, you know, little baby lambs will follow goats, or they'll follow cattle or even horses sometimes, and they become really bestest buddies.
Is there any chance that the dog might have looked at the sheep and thought, oh, you're very spotty, perhaps you're one of me?
That's a very good question, because I guess we can't ask the dog that. But we do know that like attracts like. If you have dogs, for instance, in a puppy class, and you have two golden retrievers in a class and two Dalmatians, the Dalmatians will be attracted to each other, even if they don't come from the same litter. You'll find that the golden retrievers will be attracted to each other. So I think there is something about like attracting like.
The lamb is the product of a purebred white Dorper ram and a crossbred Dorper and Van Roy ewe. Adrian Veitch is the president of the Australian Dorper Society.
Normally they come out, if you made them to say a merino, they come out looking like a Friesian cow. They'll have black and white patches. If you mate them to say a Texel, you normally get a pure black lamb. If you mate them to a Suffolk, the same thing. So yeah, the blacks in other breeds tends to show up. So but not normally spotty like a Dalmatian. Normally patchy like a Friesian cow.
How valuable do you think this lamb might be?
Probably, if anything, only just novelty value, because at the end of the day, it's not going to be a purebred Dorper, and if it was, it wouldn't fit our breed standards, so there, it's not going to be worth a lot that way. And besides that, it's probably worth the same as any other sheep's worth, unless someone wants to pay for the novelty side of it.
Where some see spots, others see chops. But John Bolton hopes that won't be the fate of this odd little ovine.
In fact, I think we've got clients who've bought a couple of Dalmatians from us who run a winery, who might well be interested in having this lamb as a pet, because obviously it's so well coloured up, it'd be a shame to have it lamb chops instead of lamb pet.
That's a Barossa Valley farmer, John Bolton, ending that report by Rebecca Bright.